Blog Talk Radio.
The date was May 14th at 10 past 10. I got my world rocked and introduced to my best friend. At that point, I realized my path to be is to be the best father I could possibly be. Then I held you for the first time. I saw in your face that you knew who I was, that you felt so safe. Make no mistake, because I felt safe too. The way you fit right in my arms, it was like face true. You're meant for great things, I could tell you gon' rise, because your eyes so alive, they as blue as the skies. I wouldn't lie, you're the reason I breathe, because your smile so bright, the sunshine that I need. Yes, you're my little man, kissing on your little hand. Listen, you my shining star, proving there's a bigger plan. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you and your mom, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride and joy.
Day I changed, the day I claimed, the best day to clear my reign. I used to be filled with just anger and pride, now it's just pride for you, no more anger inside. Between you and your mom, I learned the meaning of love, the needing of hugs. Above, I see the meaning of doves. Oh yes, I'll protect you and guide you from harm, and nothing's better than the feelings when I hold you in my arms. When times are hard and the clouds are gray, I see you smile and realize life will be okay. Before you, it was just me and all that time, but now it's us, so trust, everything's just fine. My little prince, it's the king and I, sing with pride, spread your little wings and fly. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, your mom, and we're together forever.
You're my pride.
Good evening to the Diamond on the Rough Show with Mountain Man and Ordinary Woman, Charlie Alejandro. And we are just waiting for her to gonna be calling in, hopefully. And just wanted to say good evening to all. Hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. This is a motivational. This is the motivational show with all your favorite friends. And hello to guest 2591 in the chat room. And how's everybody doing today? What's going on? I had a very interesting day today. Just hanging out with some friends. And just this, that, and the other stuff. So I hope you can all join us into the show here. I hope my co-host is going to be on her way shortly, because I hadn't heard from her about anything about the show, but that don't mean I'm not going to check some stuff out here. Anyhow, so, what's happening, people? That was Cardiac that we opened with, which is a very good, he is a very good artist, and I know Charlie and I were talking about the show that she had judged on Sunday or Saturday. I know it was over this past weekend. It was just an awesome, awesome time. And I give, and I have to hold up all the performers at the show and say hello to all you folks there. And just happy to hear that everybody did a great, great job, and all that good stuff. So, what is happening here? I just just hope that everyone is having a great, great time. I hope we didn't mess up here, because I know we had said last night that we were going to be on tonight. And I hope I didn't jump the gun. But anyhow, so, yeah, so I had a very great day. Did a lot of stuff around the house here and with some friends and stuff. And had worked on my own computer, had a friend work on my computer over the weekend to get it back up and running this weekend. So I'd have it for this week for this good old show here. And I am just thankful that we have the computer and everybody here. That is very, very good. And inspirational stories of from everyday people that lives so just ordinary lives is the topic, I guess, for tonight's show. And while that is happening, I'm doing some other stuff in the background here, just waiting for my buddy to come on and call in and all that good stuff and see what's going on with her. And it just, who knows, we shall see what happens. If you guys would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-989-1473. You can also Skype us at with Skype, Ordinary Woman. WMN is our Skype number or name. And you can also come into our chat room and say hello to us there. And you can also go to Blog Talk Radio /Ordinary Woman and catch a show that way. Or if you don't have a phone, you could just call into the number and just be a listener at that 347-989-1473. And it just will be a great and awesome, awesome, awesome time. And just have, and we'll just sit here and chat and have a good time. So, and I know there are some others that are in the chat room and some of our regulars I don't see in the right now, but I want to say hello to you folks as well, because I know you are there, and it's just, it's an awesome, awesome time, and it's just going to be a great, great time, and I just, I found it to be very cold today, because I went outside for a few minutes without a jacket on, and that was a big mistake of mine. Because it is very cold up here in Massachusetts, in Lowell, Massachusetts. But hey, what are we going to do? There's not much we can do. But hey, weather is weather, and that's all I can say. And who knows what's going to happen here in the next hour or so. I've already said hello to guest 2738. And if you are there, just say hello into the chat room there. All you have to do is just type up, and hopefully we'll see you type in there. And it was just an awesome, awesome time over the last year. We've had some great, great guests. Great, great guest on the show this last 3 months. And it was just, it's been such an awesome time. And we loved all those guests. And we are going to love all you upcoming guests that are going to be on the show. I know Charlie's going to do a great job at trying to get the show up and running and everything of that nature. So that will just be an awesome, awesome thing she's going to do. And she's one great, great host. She has helped me to figure out what is going on and what is happening here. And it's just been a phenomenal time to see what is going on here. And let me check something here. Okay. Nothing I need to worry about right this minute. Oops, here we go. Hold on. Good evening. Welcome to Diamond on the Rough Show. Who's this, please?
I'm not telling. It's a surprise.
It's the guest, co-host of Ordinary Woman. How are you there?
I'm doing real good. I don't feel like the co-host. I actually feel like a guest because I'm calling in through the guest line and I'm walking through the streets of Boston. So
You're walking through the streets of Boston.
Yes, yes, I am. I'm walking through the streets of Boston. The show is on the road.
I'm sorry, but I'm having a hard time hearing you tonight with all that wind down in Boston. What is going on, girl?
It is cold out here. What do you think's going on?
And why are we walking through the streets of Boston tonight?
Well, see, I decided to be a good person, and, you know, as most of our listeners know, my son started a company with his friend, and they needed an extra security guard to fill in, and I volunteered because he had no one else, and I'm just getting off my shift. It's been a few years since I've had to work a shift, so it's kind of new to me.
Well, I was beginning to wonder if we were going to have the show or if you were going to do one of those rebroadcasts.
Oh, no, no, no. We don't do rebroadcasts unless we absolutely have to. And the only time we do the rebroadcast is because we have a really awesome show that really merits to be reheard. But I have faith in you. I knew you were going to be able to handle it, and I knew I was only going to be a few minutes late calling in because I had to work till 8. That sounds funny, working till 8.
I know, I know. We have to keep on this. We have to keep this on.
I have to tell you something, guys. So, honestly, I have hats off to anybody that works a shift. I have to admit, it's been a while since I've had to do it because I own my own business and I have my radio show, and I have the, I'd have to say the honor and the privilege that I work as an actress as well. It's been a long time since I've actually had to do a legitimate 9-to-5, and it's hard work. I admire you guys for doing it, and hats off to you.
Well, that is awesome. And where are we patrolling these days that you have to help out?
Oh, my God, the wind, the wind.
Oh, I feel bad for our other host here. She's in the streets of Boston, freezing, while she's walking to her car or wherever she has to walk to right now. And
actually, right now, hold on. Oh, my goodness. It's not so much the cold, it's the noise. Where's all the traffic coming from?
I know. And,
okay.
And the
there
wind is just...
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
So
that noise you hear is actually the garbage truck taking garbage out of a building right now.
Wow. That is some wild,
We should have some kind of contest, like, where's Charlie?
I know. I was just thinking that. I was just thinking that.
If you guys can guess where I am by the background noise, you win a prize.
Well, I have to say, we have a guest in our chat room from Naples, Florida.
Oh, Florida in the house.
Florida is in the house. That is so awesome to have somebody from way down there. It's a good friend of mine. And she says hello to you. She's having trouble getting in.
Back.
She's having trouble getting in our chat room, and I don't know why it is. And I think it just has to do with the computer setup. Is what
I'm
thinking.
I don't know. We've been having trouble with that chat room for a little while, but eventually everybody gets in and we get to see what you guys are talking about and stuff. So I hope it's a lot warmer in Naples than it is here.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure the person that I'm referring to, she is a good person.
Yes.
I have to hold her up. She's been awesome. She's an ex-girlfriend of mine, but we've been good friends through thick and thin, just like you and I, Charlie.
That's awesome. Except we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend before. We were just friends.
Right.
To clarify that point.
Just to clarify. And she's smiling down there. And
that's awesome.
Hello to Lisa. Her name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
And,
how are you? Hello from freezing Boston.
And Lisa, if you can, I've got your window up. If you could type and tell us how cold it is down there, that would be awesome. But otherwise, I am just trying to figure this out. And I know we've been...
And just to let our listeners know, you just almost lost the co-host. Shum just got hit by a car.
What? No. No. This cannot happen.
Hey, that would make for some entertaining radio time, huh? Me getting run over on national radio.
Oh,
just kill over.
Man. That's not good. That is not good.
Oh, man.
So I was just talking to our listeners about the show last night and about the performers that we had on the show.
I'm telling you, it was such an amazing treat to have Amy call in, and we had Michelle call in, and just to be able to share with them and the opportunity, well, I got to see them actually perform, but to actually get to talk to them for a little bit and realize what amazing people they are and how nice they are. It was just a great treat.
It was. And I have yet to hear the songs, and I know that our famous Charlie's going to get that information, and she's going to get it onto our famous website so we can all get to hear the famous music from
a lot of these performers. Yeah, because we're actually going to have them on the show. We're going to have them do a whole full segment, and I think that's going to be a treat because we're actually going to play their music on the air. We're going to have links
awesome.
To their websites. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. I have to say, though, for Thursday's show, I'm really excited because New Hampshire Gives Back, which his name's actually David. David's going to be a guest on our show, and he's going to share with us all the amazing things he does with nonprofits and other venues that he's involved in. So he'll be one of our guests. And our other guest is going to be Mark Boyd that we talked about on the last show. He's a voiceover professional. He's an actor. And he does a million other things. So we get to share that. And I'm excited for the show. And I think it's going to be a great time. Today.
That is awesome.
You know what I thought about? Remember
uh-oh.
How we said we needed
uh-oh.
A...
Yeah. She's thinking.
I was thinking. No, it's not burning. It's me thinking. No, you know what I was thinking? We were talking... You know how we had a theme? We had Motivational Monday and Fearless Friday and Wishful Wednesday. And we hadn't thought of anything for Tuesday.
Well, you want to know something?
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to suggest this. Know how we have Motivational Monday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about this, and I want to call this Inspirational Tuesdays.
Actually, you know, it's funny because I was thinking the same thing, but because I'm anal and I want things to, you know, rhyme kind of, I was thinking, how about Thoughtful Tuesday?
Thoughtful Tuesday would be another good one. And
because Thoughtful Tuesday, we can also concentrate on the inspirational part, but the thoughtful part is we're going to pass that inspiration forward to other people that might need us to mentor them, be there for them, and just pump them up. Hold them up, like Mountain Man says. Hold them up and pump them up and get them excited about going after their goals and their dreams and not giving up.
Well, I want to, and I'm going to throw something out here, and I'd like to get your thought about this, Charlie.
Is it an electric blanket that you can throw at me? Because I'm freezing.
Well, oh,
even
no.
That,
oh, no, 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 no. Oh.
Either that or you can throw me a plate of Chinese food because I just walked through Chinatown and the food smelled so delicious and made me hungry.
Where's mine?
Hey, I'm still trying to find mine.
Anyhow, I was thinking about this. I was going to throw a challenge out there.
Okay.
And my challenge is this.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't really come up with too many ideas.
Right.
About a Tuesday themed show. And a
we
Thursday.
Need one for Thursday, too. Yeah, that's right. The two teams.
And a Thursday themed show.
Right.
I was thinking this. And I have to wait till you get home so we can see the thoughts, because I know, I bet you 10-1, New Hampshire Gives Back is on the show, and Bob
mm-hmm.
and Mary and all the our regular listeners, and I want to say hello to them, because
uh-huh.
even though I can't see them right now. But I'm thinking this, what if we give them an opportunity to give us some ideas?
Well, that would be great, because I think that they can come up with a lot better ideas than anything we can come up with.
Yes. And I think, and I really, really want to throw that challenge out there to our listeners. And listeners, please, if you can, we would really love for you to come out onto the chat room and give us some thoughts, your thoughts about this.
What if they call? That'd be even cooler.
Give us a couple of ideas of what we should call our Tuesday and Thursday show, because we already have our Motivational Monday show.
Mm-hmm.
We've already got that for Mondays. And like Charlie said, we had Wishful Wednesdays and Fearless Fridays, and those just don't really go with Tuesday and Thursdays. So
yeah, we want
to
kind of keep it with the theme. Yeah, we want to keep it with the theme, so we want to try to see if our listeners can think. Not only that, our listeners are getting wicked shy. I want to hear what you guys sound like. Don't
exactly.
be shy. Call us up.
I know, and the call-in number is 347-989-1473.
That's right.
Or you could Skype us.
Yes, Ordinary Woman, WMN, is the Skype name to look up to call us on Skype, and you can do that directly from the website. Or you can go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/OrdinaryWomanWMN, and pop into the chat room. Even if he can't see you, I'm sure your comments might pop up, and that might actually wake up the chat room and get people going and talking, and that'll be way cool. I have to tell you, too, I have to share something real quick. I have been trying to get this young man on our show, and I haven't been able to contact him, and now I'm really excited because I got an email from this up-and-coming entertainer, and I'm going to keep his name a surprise till later, but it's going to be a treat. He's actually related to part of a big family in Boston that is doing great things, and we're actually going to have the opportunity to have him on the show. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely let you guys know who it is and the treat on that. Also, we talked about the fact that Louis Bello is going to be on the show in the coming week.
Louis Bello! Yeah!
I'm so excited. And you know me, I was starstruck because Louis Bello is so cute. He's such a gentleman. He's so sweet. And he just, it's funny because Deborah Crosby said it best. She's like, he sings this song where you feel like it's breaking your heart because he just feels it so much. And that's how he sings. I mean, he sings from the heart, and it's just an amazing combination of sweetness and heartfelt song, and the songs are really good. And I, of course, was, as much as I love to talk, would have a hard time asking Louis Bello to be on my show. And he's the one that turned to me and said, so, when am I going to get to be on your show? And I just about fell out of my chair because, you know, it's like someone pinched me. Louis Bello just asked to be on my show. I was like, ah! Yeah, I reverted back to a 14-year-old. I almost started screaming because I was so excited. Oh, Louis Bello.
And if you heard that, Charlie, that was me pinching you through the phone. So if you heard that, listeners, that was me pinching her to make her wake up.
Yeah, and for our listeners, if you're not familiar with Louis Bello, you have got to Google him. Go on Facebook and Google him and actually befriend him, become a fan, go on there and get actually, you can actually Google it, the Get Twisted video. It's an amazing song. It's fun. It's just a great video. And that's the tag thing we have now. Whenever we want to have fun, we go, let's get twisted, because the song is just so good. So that'll give you an introduction of the energetic side of Louis Bello. And then you can also Google some of his songs from his first album. And yeah.
Wow. That is just an amazing piece. That is just awesome. So, besides that, how was your day? Okay. I think I just have to take this over. Because I think we got a problem here. And I think I'm going to have to mute our other host here. So, if you can hear us, I'm going to probably mute you. Nah, never mind. She'll call us back. So anyways, yes, Louis Bellos is going to be on the show, and he's just an amazing person there and has some amazing talents, and we are going to be having a lot of people on the show, as you know, and it's just going to be a very awesome, awesome time, and to our listeners, I apologize. In our chat room, we just seem to be having some difficulties here. I don't understand why, but I know down the road we will get this situation straightened out. And here we go. Okay, Miss Host.
I'm back!
You're back and bad as ever!
I know it too. I just went into the Ted Williams tunnel. I'm like, oh, I think I might lose them, so I should warn them. But by then I was gone. I'm like, oh, I'm back. Going through the Sachem. Unbelievable. This place is so beautiful. I can never get I never get enough of Boston. It's just a beautiful place to live and visit and be in, and yeah. So as I was saying, Louis Bello, I'm so excited about the fact that he's going to be on the show, and I'm hoping that I can kind of convince him to maybe bring his sister Lisa along, because she's another one. She's an amazing talent and just another sweet person. And, I mean, I just feel so honored to actually have Louis Bello on the show. I can't believe it. I feel special.
Wow. This is just, my computer's is acting up. I don't know why, but I have to go between two different rooms right now, or tabs right now, because of the way that
I don't know what to do with you, Mountain Man. I'm telling
I don't
you,
know either.
For our listeners, see, this is why our show is growing and getting bigger, and we're so excited when we actually will be able to both be in the studio at the same time. And Mountain Man, New Year's resolution, getting on it, and we're just excited about the whole concept and how much it's growing. Debbie Scaduto was talking about it. She says 2010 is definitely going to be our year. We can feel it, and it is. And thanks to the listenership of our wonderful listeners, I mean, like you guys, the support, our show keeps growing in the ratings and keeps getting up there, and we're just excited about, I believe in syndication. I think we'd be awesome in national syndication. That would be a great thing to shoot for. So, yeah, it's something that I'm looking forward to, and it'll definitely improve the quality of the broadcast and stuff. But hey, you know what? We're an adventure in broadcasting. That's how we do things.
Well, for our listeners, it's been a very interesting time, because over the week, and I was telling our listeners earlier that my friend that does work on computers, he's in town for this week.
That's awesome.
And that's why I was trying to hit you up, Charlie, about that issue. And
Mountain Man's going to resurrect this old computer we have, so hopefully it'll work for him. It's a laptop, so he can get mobile and move around and stuff. So we'll definitely have to get that out to you so you can fix it. For our listeners, before we get into the segment on the theme that we're going on with the
and we've only got an hour to go. Unless you...
I know, really, right? We only got an hour to go. We're here till 9:30, just to remind everybody. Yeah, I know, really. Time goes by fast. But I just wanted to, I don't know if she's listening, but Rhea Eaton if you guys remember her, she was that amazing talent that we had on our show a couple of months ago. She's actually going to be back on the show. I'm going to corral her and have her back. She's just so amazing. She actually has just recorded a couple of new songs that I'm going to get copies of so we can actually listen to them when she comes on. But I just wanted to let her know that, yes, we did get her picture. I'm so excited. She sent me an autographed picture for our Wall of Fame, and it came in, and I'm excited because she actually emailed me today wanting to know if it had come, and yes, it did. I'm going to email her after the show and let her know that I got it. But if you're listening, we got it. We're excited, and it's going up on the Wall of Fame. I just can't wait.
Now,
so, yeah,
here's our question. I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Speaking of the Wall of Fame.
No, you can't go on the Wall of Fame until you come to the studio because you have to put your picture up on the wall.
Well, that's what I was asking. I was going to ask, where are you right now, and how far are you from the house? Swing by the house so you can come and see what the situation is over here.
Oh, yeah. No, not likely. For the listeners that are just tuning in, I don't know how I got corralled into helping my son and his friend. His friend started a security company. And some of our listeners said, no, I used to be a police officer a million years ago, and I still have my license and my permit and all of that, and my son's helping his friend with this company. So they were in need of an officer, and they said, you know, you think you can help me out? And I thought it was going to be just for a couple of days, and it's actually been a little longer than a couple of days. So that's why I'm roving reporter right now and broadcasting from my vehicle while I'm getting home because I actually worked a shift today. Oh, man, I'm telling you guys, it's funny, though, because, I mean, not to take away from small business owners and big business owners work long hours. They really do. But one of the things that we do have that people that work jobs for other people is we do have a little bit of freedom that we can actually control when we make the schedule. If we need to do something, we can make time for it. So we do have that freedom. I'm telling you, I have totally taken for granted because I've been a business owner for the last few years. When you work with someone else and, you know, you have to be there at a certain time and you take your breaks on their schedule and you have to be at a certain place and, of course, you have to work till they tell you to. So, again, hats off to everybody that works the shift because I admire you guys for your tenacity, for your dedication. It's hard work, and I just got reacquainted with that whole concept. So, absolutely, I admire you guys for doing that. And I hope that I don't have to continue doing it too much longer.
Oh, why not? At least you're making money.
I am making money, but I feel bad because I'm not used to it. It's been so long, and I can't complain. I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to help my son out because I know at times he's helped me out. So, yeah, it's kind of an interesting concept here. One of these days we'll have to talk a little bit more about that. Yes, go ahead.
I want to say hello to, because I just opened our chat room again, and I want to say hello to cute Lisa, 2078. Well, I can only see a few.
Yes.
And hello to Lisa 2078.
Awesome.
Cute
awesome.
Lisa. She's
an
amazing young lady. And
that is so cool.
So, hello to
so
you.
So what I'd like to do, yes, what I'd like to do now is cover a little bit of the segment because we've been talking about our resolutions and our goals and our plans. So what I'd like to do is reiterate what we talked about, just to remind our listeners. We talked about making sure that we had the right mindset so that we actually pick goals that were accomplished, that are something that we want to do, that we want to accomplish, that we're going to be excited about. We're not going to set up ourselves to fail. And the reality is then we have to take baby steps because, yeah, it's hard. If you have a goal, and maybe you're not so sure that you want to do it. And all of us, we have this tendency to think, you know what, we're going to do it and it's going to get done in 2 seconds. No, we need to take little baby steps, break it down into small parts so that we can accomplish that little by little. And then, of course, the redo. Once you do that, you start over again with another goal. So what we want to do is make sure that you set yourself up to win. So we talked about that. Now, we talked about weight loss, because that was something that Mountain Man had brought up because his healthcare professional had counseled him and suggested that maybe, you know, he needed to slim down a little bit. So we did cover weight loss. and that was just a little bit of it. I personally believe that in order for you to be successful at weight loss, you have to think about it more as a healthy lifestyle, not something that you do for a little while and then you go back to your old eating habits. It's all about restructuring. You have to decide healthier ways to eat, foods that you enjoy eating that are healthier, making sure you're more active, you get out there and exercise and do things that are fun. If you don't like running, why would you take up running? If you like walking, then go for a walk, or, you know, maybe riding a stationary bike or dancing or, you know, whatever little bits of exercise you can get into your day. Another thing that we make... Yes, go ahead, Mothman.
I'm going to stop you right there for a second. Now, you've seen my area. Now, how do you think I'm going to be able to fit all that equipment in this apartment? Come on.
Well, honestly, I have a suggestion for you and for our listeners, too. This is a great concept. They actually have an exercise apparatus, which is not that big, and it's actually for people that have disabilities with their legs. And what you do, it actually looks almost like an exercise bike pedal, but you do it with your hands. And believe it or not, it gets your cardiovascular system going. It gets your upper body working out. But at the same time, it's almost equivalent to if you were actually riding a bike. So you're actually giving your heart a workout. It's in a small, confined area. And you're able to work it because I know, as our listeners know, you do have a disability with your legs. But it actually gives you the opportunity to work your heart out, to get your lungs moving and your breathing going and your heart rate going, but you're using your arms instead. So it's a way that you can actually get a cardiovascular workout if you're not able to move around as much with your legs. And then you yourself said it, that you are mobile. And I think the fact that if you work on your cardiovascular system, it actually, once you make it stronger, then you won't feel as winded when you start actually taking those baby steps that we talk about with getting your legs stronger and to be able to move around.
Yes, and to actually reiterate, I actually was listening to some music earlier that really motivated me to move around. And you can even ask my Marguerite, because she is here right now with me, hanging out while I do the show. And we're going to spend some time after the show. But you can even ask her. She saw me moving around the apartment here a little bit, dancing up a storm, getting that heart going, as you say. So I was doing a little bit of exercise.
See, and that's exactly what I would like. I'm glad you brought that up because that's exactly the point that I was going to make. A lot of people do not attempt a workout routine because they have this misconception that it involves having to block off half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour and a half, three, four, five times a week, and they just don't see where they're going to be able to squeeze that into their schedule. But the reality is that there's something called residual working out, and what that basically means is that if you put 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 3 minutes here, throughout the day, it adds up, and over the course of a 16-hour day, that adds up to half an hour, 45 minutes. So you're actually getting in a workout without having to take out a whole 45 minutes. So like in your case, where you said, you know, earlier you put the music on and you were moving around, that's awesome. And one of the things that I'd like to encourage our listeners to think about, and this is something that I really want you guys to think about, is working out is something that you want to do because you want to be healthier. And I'm not talking about weight loss. I'm not talking about the vanity point of it. I'm talking about having a better quality of life, where if you have children, you can run around with them, or you can take a walk, you can go upstairs, downstairs, that kind of thing. What I want you guys to think that those 5 minutes you did today, Mountain Man, are 5 minutes more than you did yesterday.
That's
awesome.
Well,
that's a baby step.
Well, to a few of our listeners, I almost had to call you, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though I was around the apartment most of the afternoon. I actually ended up at the ER for about 3 hours today.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought I had hurt my left leg.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, I did not. It was just probably a pulled muscle.
Right. And again, see, these are the things that it's very important for us to get in tune with our bodies. And in your case, as our listeners know, you do have disabilities. So you're just getting to learn your body. You're getting to understand what the difference is between, let's say, a cramp or just muscle fatigue, because you're using a muscle that hasn't been used in a while to something more severe where it's actually an injury or, you know, something that you did wrong. So those are the things that I want you guys to start thinking about, because I know every year we talk about this. January comes, we're going to make these resolutions, and the biggest challenge that people have when they start working out is they have that no pain, no gain mentality. I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry, but if you're working out to the point that you feel pain, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about a little soreness. I'm not talking about a little discomfort or, you know, that. I'm talking about where it physically hurts, where if you try to move, you can't because it hurts. If
mm-hmm.
you work out so hard that for the next 2 or 3 days, every time you go to get up, it really is painful, or if you try to breathe, your muscles are cramping and it's painful, that's not good. That's the number one reason why people stop working out. They will go to the gym, they go too hard, too fast, and then they wind up hurting themselves, or they wind up being so sore from the workout that they don't want to even move. So they stop going, and then there goes the motivation, which is why doing it slowly is the best course of action. For our listeners, I'd like to share what we actually, one of the things they do. You know that I was a police officer. I trained in the academy, and one of the things that we do with the new cadets is when we bring them in, they actually get a regimen of how they start running. And don't get me wrong, these people are in shape. They've already passed the pre-entrance physical. But what we're doing is we're teaching them how to do it smart so they don't wind up with injury. And I know some of them, it's frustrating because we are slowing them down, where we actually have them run for like 5 minutes and then they walk for 2 minutes and then they run. What we're trying to teach them is to understand their body, because
mm-hmm.
we don't want someone that has the opportunity to be a police officer to go out so hard and so fast that they wind up pulling a muscle, hurting themselves, and then wind up losing the opportunity. Because whether you're in the police, when you're in the police academy, you have to be able to do the running and the push-ups and the sit-ups and the swimming and the boxing and all of that. And if you hurt yourself and you can't complete it, they defer you, which means now you have to wait for another academy class to come through.
Mm-hmm.
Because you still have to do it. There's none of this that, okay, I'm injured, I'm going to sit it out. It doesn't work that way. That's why we do it that way, because we want them to get in tune with their body and make them realize that you got to start slow so you get that understanding.
Right.
That's why now that you're serious about your resolutions and you pick resolutions that you're willing to stick with because they're enjoyable, that's one of them. And exercise is very important because you've got to pick an exercise you're comfortable with. Think outside the box. Like, Mountain Man, I love what you did today. You put music on and you did. You moved around. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And that was after I came back from the ER.
Good for you. Good for you, because you know, you realize that, okay, no, I don't have an injury in my leg. I can do this. And it motivated you, and you got pumped up, and you
but
actually
see, here's the thing
something.
Is, mm-hmm. as a lot of our listeners know, I had talked about injuring my right leg
mm-hmm.
in the winter time.
Right.
And I thought I had almost did the same thing to the left leg today.
Right.
Well, not to that extent, but
mm-hmm.
I felt something in my hip area, and I had the nurse here, which was awesome,
mm-hmm.
and I had gotten his advice, and he told, and I was really uncomfortable, and he told me to go get it looked at, and that's exactly what I did.
Right.
But
and that's another thing. I'm glad you mentioned that, and just to interject this point. I cannot emphasize this enough. If our listeners that have made resolutions that pertain to getting healthy or working out, please, 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 I cannot implore you enough. Please make sure you go to a physical. Go see a doctor. Let them know what you're planning to do, what you're looking at. If you're not sure of what to do, make sure you counsel with them, have them give you suggestions, referrals to what you can and cannot do. Again, that's another problem where people that haven't worked out in a while have, maybe they're a little bit overweight or whatever, they go all out and they hurt themselves. I mean, it's sad to say there's cases where people will have heart attacks. They'll, you know, seriously injure themselves because they're doing too much, too fast. And the reality is that if you haven't been living a healthy lifestyle, you really need to get a physical just to make sure that there isn't any underlying factors like high blood pressure or hypertension or maybe diabetes, any of that. You want to make sure that you get a clean bill of health before you do start an exercise regimen, because you don't want to have any failure due to the fact that you did not get checked by a doctor. And that's just the smart thing to do.
And that's true. And with me, I'm one of these can't still sit still people, always have to go, go, go. But there are times where I have to sit still because I've been told to. And I they know it's hard for me to do that. And it's just, it's been one of these times that I have to just take it easy, do what I have to do within reason.
Now, but see, that's a good thing, too, because it's on the theme that we're talking about with resolution. One of the things that I want to encourage our listeners is we have to figure out how to get balance into our lives. Because that's another thing that I've noticed with some people when they make resolutions, they want to do it all. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to run a marathon. I'm going to clean my whole house. I'm going to blah, 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 blah. And it's just too much too fast. And then you wind up overwhelming yourself, get all stressed out. Another thing that I notice with people when they start working out and losing weight, trying to lose weight, they go on diets. They wind up with these unhealthy diets that they're not getting enough calories. They're not getting enough nutrients. So what they wind up doing is basically shutting down their metabolism. So it's a double whammy where now you're not eating enough, so you're tired because obviously you're not getting the nutrients you need. And then on top of that, your poor body is going into starvation mode and it starts shutting down its metabolism because that's the survival instinct of the body. The body's saying, you're trying to starve me because I'm not getting enough calories, and your metabolism starts slowing down. The other thing people don't understand is that if you live a lifestyle where you're sitting a long time, your metabolism shuts down. Your body's ability to burn calories for the longer we sit starts shutting down. And people that have been in a sedentary lifestyle for a long time, their metabolism can be shut down by as much as 50%. Which
really?
Is why you see people, yeah, you see people that have desk jobs and they're like, well, I really don't eat that much. I don't understand why I'm gaining weight. It's because if your body's not moving, the metabolism starts slowing down. It can slow down so much that, like I said, 50%, that's a lot. So what you need to start realizing is that you can't go on these crazy starvation diets, you know, the cabbage diet, the oh my goodness, one of them that I saw was the lemonade and cayenne pepper diet, cleansing or whatever. Not healthy, people. All you're going to do is, yeah, you're going to lose a few pounds, but those pounds are nothing more than water loss. And, yeah, it might clean up your system where, you know, there's something that needed to come out that came out. Once you start eating normal, you're going to gain those few pounds back. And then on top of that, you've just messed with your metabolism. So now it's going to be easier for you to gain weight because your metabolism is that much slower. And it's your metabolism doesn't forget. It's going to sit there and go, you know what? You starved me last week. I'm going to remember this. So as soon as those calories start dipping again, that metabolism is shut down more, and that's when the weight gain continues. And that's why you get these people that wind up being yo-yo dieters where they lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. And every time they gain weight, they gain more than they had the time before. Stay away from that, people. What you do is make sure you see a nutritionist, talk to your doctor, common sense. Make sure that the food you are eating is food that you like, that's healthy, and then think about moderation. it doesn't mean you can't have ice cream. It just means you can't have the whole pint. You know, you
oh,
cut it
why
down.
Not?
And it's just, exactly. Yeah, right. You know, that'd be me. And if you do want to have a pint of ice cream, great. But you can't have it every day. It's got to be a treat, you know, once in a while. Or you can have, you know, just common sense. Or maybe you decide that, you know, I know there's some low-fat ice cream that's not that bad tasting at all. So maybe you just tweak it. So instead of it being the high-fat, you know, made out of full cream, you get something that's made with light milk or frozen yogurt or something like that. So it's just being smart about what you're putting in your mouth, what you're putting into your body. But you got to like what you're doing because, again, if you're trying to live off celery sticks and carrots and you don't like that, you're setting up yourself to fail. Absolutely.
Really? Well, that's interesting.
Now,
and I'm not trying to be sarcastic here. I'm agreeing with you.
I know you are. Because that's the thing. It's like, guys, just remember, this is what I want you to encourage you. And this is a fact I'm going to throw out. The so-called weight loss industry in this country alone, makes over $1 billion in profit a year. That was with a B, $1 billion. And they make that off of us believing that there's a quick fix. And obviously there isn't, because in the United States, 60% of adults over the age of 20 are obese. I'm not talking a little overweight. I'm not talking, you know, the 10 to 15 pounds. I'm talking obese, where they are at risk for health issues. So that has to tell you that whatever the weight loss industry is selling us for those $1 billion obviously are not working. These things
don't
are harmful.
Pick on me?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's why it's like, I'm sorry, pills don't work. All these little gadgets don't work. The only thing that will work is for you to decide what works for you. What kinds of food do you like to eat? What kind of activities do you like to do?
Oh, don't get me started on that one. Because you already know.
Yes, and guys, get rid of this freaking mentality that I coach soccer, and I had a little girl on my soccer team, and she says to me, I am so fat. Are you kidding me? This child was 5'4". She weighed 132 pounds, and she considered herself fat. I said, honey, you're all muscle. You're healthy. You're strong. You can't lose that weight, because if you try to lose muscle weight, you're going to make yourself sick. And that's what we need. The first thing we need to do is take that scale and throw it out the window, because that scale will drive you absolutely nuts.
What scale are you talking about? I don't have a scale here.
Thank you. I don't either, because I threw it out. Do you realize that some people, whatever that number says, it's going to determine if they're going to have a good day or not? And our weight fluctuates from day to day naturally, because maybe we consume more liquid, the food we ate, we haven't gone to the bathroom yet. I mean, for women, it could be that time of month. Guys, maybe you ate a salty cheeseburger the night before and you're retaining water. No, you can't do that. You will drive yourself absolutely crazy. That's why you got to dictate for yourself what you want to, your healthy weight to be, your healthy body size, and get the help you need with a doctor, with a nutritionist, you know, and then you got to do what's right for you. And again, I'm sorry, healthy for you might not be 120 pounds. I know for me, because of my body size, if I weighed 120 pounds, I would literally look like I was dying. Because at my smallest, because I work out, I think I was 131. And even then, I felt like I looked a little too lanky. I mean, that's just the way my body type is. But I could never weigh 120 pounds. I would literally look sick. So you can't compare yourself to other people. Well, that actress is 5'4" and she weighs 100 pounds. No, she doesn't. Her publicist says she weighs 100 pounds. And the magic of movies and television and photography, they airbrush the heck out of it. So stop buying into the lies and just get comfortable with who you want to be and being healthy. That's what it's all about. Because what good is it to be really thin when you're not healthy? It defeats the purpose.
Right.
So we're almost at 9 o'clock. I just want to remind everybody, blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman, WMN. You can join us on the website, come into our chat room. If you have any questions or comments or anything, just send it down that way. Or you can email us, ordinarywoman, WMN13@yahoo.com. Or, Mothman, give them the number.
Or you can call 347-989-1473, and you can talk to us on the air and tell us your thoughts, your concerns, whatever. You can call us and let us know that way as well.
Absolutely. So tonight we're talking about our goals, and we're actually talking about working out. That's one of the goals that some people are always setting. One of the things that we talked about in a prior segment is you need to ask yourself, why is that one of your goals? It's an important question. Now, Mountain Man, I picked on you because you actually were kind enough to volunteer the fact that that's one of your goals this year.
And you know what? You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I know I'm going to be the guinea pig of the year.
Because I love you.
Well, if you love me so much, then come and see your co-host.
Put I
certain
know,
items
awful.
In hand.
Oh, my goodness.
You,
too funny.
You talk about, okay, now, to our listeners, Charlie and I go way back for about 3.5-4 years now. Okay. Now, she had said, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you try to make friends and everything, but
I said, yes, I said I'm really good at making friends because I'll talk to anybody. I'm really good at making friends. My challenge is keeping friends, not because I'm a bad person, but because to some of our listeners that know, I had a really rough childhood. Really didn't have much of a chance to have friends growing up because I wasn't allowed to really do anything or go anywhere. So it was, I really don't know how. And one of the challenges that I have, and it's kind of cool you brought it up because actually that was my next thing that I was going to talk about when I asked, why do you want to work out or get into shape? Because sometimes it's deeper problems, challenges that we have, and we just want to make it something tangible. So my challenge is, and this is something that I've decided to work on this year, my problem is I don't understand the whole concept of maintaining friendships. Not because I don't know what you need to do, but it's tough for me to make myself that vulnerable. And by that I mean constantly calling my friends up or going to visit or hanging out and doing stuff with them. That's all very foreign to me because I never had the opportunity to do it as a child or as a teenager. And then, of course, when I got married really young, and then I got caught up in my life. And it's funny because my first husband was very controlling in that sense, too. So my life basically revolved around my husband and my children. So after my divorce and when I got remarried, my husband now, Mel, he is so different that it's kind of like, go knock yourself out, girl. Go discover the world. So it's kind of funny because I've been given this wonderful opportunity, but I'm sitting here going, but I don't know how.
And with that.
That's something that Mountain Man's working on with me.
And with that, Lisa, 2070s, amen, sister. Yeah, yes, me too. Keep on going and all that good stuff.
Well,
she agrees with you.
No, and you know, it's funny because I know that I'll be honest, I have one particular ex-friend of mine that's the reason why she stopped being my friend because, and I know that it was her challenge too. She was the type of person that if you didn't call her 3 times a day, you weren't her friend. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is not friendship. To me, friendship is like Mountain Man where Mountain Man and I could go for a month without talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that,
we just pick it up right where we left off.
Pick it up right where we are. That to me is true friendship. Not only that, Mountain Man knows me in the sense that I don't have to constantly tell him, or he doesn't have to say to me, well, you know, I think you're blowing me off. It makes me feel like I did something wrong. No, really? No. So I don't have to explain. Yeah, and I said, you know what? Mountman has been one of the key people that has taught me that's what true friendship is. So in my reality, I had a misconstrued part because honestly, the people that I did start making friends with were kind of like very needy, where it was like they too had issues. So that's why I brought up the fact that why is it that you want to get in shape? Why is it that you want to lose weight? Because sometimes we mask the goals we go after because we don't want to deal with the bigger issue.
Mm-hmm.
When there's an emotional issue, when there's problems. And that's one of the challenges that this person that was a friend of mine before had was the fact that she was very needy. And I just didn't know how to fill that need. And sadly, I couldn't. Now I understand that because I've had such an amazing friend like Chris. I understand that no one can fill your needs except you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do that. And Chris, you know, and that's why I love Chris so much. And, you know, our listeners, he has this ability. He, if anybody else would have the right to say, no, I'm not going to go out of my way for anybody. Not even close.
And sometimes I do, and sometimes you're right. There are certain people that I will.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are others that I won't give a second thought to.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, the reality is that it's very easy for you to fall into that needy category. You know what I mean? Where you constantly need. And the other thing is that amazes me about you is that you don't use your visibility as an excuse. Because it would be very easy for you to say, oh, you know, I'm handicapped and you don't come visit me or blah, blah, blah. You never do that. You never
mm-hmm.
do that. When you say to me, I want to see you, it's because I want to see you, not because you don't give me a guilt trip about it.
Yeah. And
that's huge.
And cute Lisa says, I feel the same way, Charlie. So.
It is, and that's a testament to what real friendship is about. So it's funny because for me, I feel that I've gotten more out of my friendship with Mountain Man because I'm learning what real friendship is about. And, again, we take stuff like that for granted. I know a lot of people that would look at me like, what do you mean you don't know how to be friends? My children, perfect example, they know how to make friends because I made sure that was part of their development, that was something
mm-hmm.
that they did. And they had a couple of friends that they've had falling out with, and I said, you need to talk it over. But they've also had friends that they've had to let go because they realize this friend is heading down a road that I don't want to go down because it's dangerous, and
mm-hmm.
my friend doesn't respect me enough not to do certain things around me. So, again, that's when you know who you are and you're willing to stand by that. But that's something that I didn't understand. So people look at me funny, like, what do you mean you don't know how to do that? Well, it's a learned behavior, and I never had the opportunity to learn it. So thanks to Chris, I'm actually learning that now.
Okay. I know where you are. And hello to Buddy.
Buddy's in the studio. Buddy the Wonder Dog. He's all excited. I'm going to have Buddy be a guest on the show one of these nights.
You are, especially when we can do a video. We have to. I am going to give you a challenge after
mm-hmm.
we get everything else up here.
Yep.
Is let's do a video of Charlie. Because
I think that would be awesome.
Of Charlie.
Of Buddy, yeah.
Oh,
you know
Buddy.
What? We're gonna have to do a video of Buddy doing happy feet.
Yeah, that would be an awesome thing to do. Now, for our listeners, Buddy is a what?
Oh gosh. For our listeners, if you go to www.ordinarywomanwmn.com, that is my blog, and Buddy has his own blog. He's actually at ordinarywoman.com/dogsworld. DAWGS, but if you go to my blog on ordinarywoman.com, you can actually get to it. And Buddy is half German Shepherd, half Chihuahua.
And this dog, I tell you people, is a very, very cute dog. I love him. I can't wait to see him. And one of these days, we are going to do this show with both
yes.
of us either in the studio, or somewhere in that studio area. That
right,
we
and
both
the funny thing is, yeah, and the thing is, people don't realize that Buddy's only 19 pounds.
And that's why I say we are going to have to do a video of some sort or something.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about this amazing little dog who is a hyper little dog, but he's also a very lovable lap dog as well.
I have to share with our listeners, do you realize that Buddy, the dog, has over 1,000 followers on Twitter?
Really?
Yes, he has.
Over 1,000 followers.
Yes, he does. And his blog gets more hits than mine does.
Oh, come on. No way. No.
Yes. Yes, yes. He's very popular. Everybody loves Buddy the dog because of his adventures. Because don't tell anybody, but he's actually a secret agent.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, his lap dog's the best he's covered. That's the listener's secret between us and our listeners. So don't tell anybody because you'll blow his cover.
No, we don't want to blow his cover. That's not a good thing. But
Man. Yeah, but one of the things, so to get back to the theme is that, and again, I'm glad Chris brought up the friendship part because poor Chris, he's been asking me to go visit him for a couple weeks, and it's just been so ridiculous with Christmas and everything, and I promise Chris that I'm going to get to you before the end of the month. But one of the challenges that I notice people have when they make their goals is I call it a blanket. Because they come up with these goals that they think is going
mm-hmm.
to make life better. And it doesn't, because that's not the real issue. Women are notorious for this. They sit there and they say, well, if I just weighed X amount of weight, everything would be perfect. And what winds up happening is, and this is a great phenomenon, that a lot of women, when they do go on these diet regimens or exercise regimens, even if they're doing it correctly, when they start hitting their target weight, all of a sudden, panic mode kicks in.
No.
Your life hasn't changed. It hasn't. The challenges are still there. Whether you have an unhappy marriage, or you have too many bills, or you haven't gone after the kind of career you wanted, or whatever other issues are the underlying factors, they're still there. So what winds up happening is to make it a reality where you don't have to admit that, okay, I weigh 120 pounds, and
mm-hmm.
My life's still not good, they sabotage themselves. They make sure that they don't reach that goal weight. Now, they don't do it on purpose. It's subconsciously that they wind up doing that. That's why a lot of times you'll see women, or even guys, that you see them in a while, and all of a sudden they look great. They're in great shape. They're trim. They're gorgeous. They're looking good. And then all of a sudden they just disappear. They disappear from the gym, from the support groups, from whatever, and you wind up seeing them 5, 6, 7, 8 months later, and they've gone back to where they have the extra weight, or, you know, they're not healthy anymore, or they start smoking again, or they start drinking again. That's why, because
wow.
They haven't been honest with themselves, figure out what that underlying psychological factor is that's causing that unhappiness in their life, and they're just using a substitute issue to deal with
yeah.
it, and it just doesn't work.
Here's a quick question, and this is for
mm-hmm.
you, Charlie.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with what we're talking about right this second, but are you in the studio? And
yes, I'm just bringing up the chat room now.
Okay, I see it. I just wanted to make sure.
Yes. So one of the things that we have to be honest about, and again, you don't have
all
to
right,
try and lie to everybody.
Disappearing
the reality,
in the chat room.
Yeah, but the reality is that one of the things that we have to be honest with, and this is why making changes can be difficult for some people, they don't want to deal with that because they think it's going to be painful. If you went through childhood trauma, if you were abused, if you were neglected, if you were abandoned, if all these other elements happened to you, you don't want to deal with it. You don't want to deal with it because it's painful, but you have to go through that pain in order
mm-hmm.
to be able to heal. And once you can heal from whatever that trauma was, then you can move on to figuring out, you know, whatever the weight issue is, the health issue, the self-sabotaging, the whatever it is that you're doing that's causing you this pain. But you got to get down to the source of it.
Right. And hello to Bob. And I think Bob is one of our great listeners.
Yes, Bob is one of our regulars. Hey, Bob, how's it going? So on that note, what I really would like, I don't know, my chat room is not working right either.
I don't know, but...
I don't know what's going on here.
But anyhow, we got 19 minutes to go, and you want to do what?
Yes, so what I'd like to do is, on the theme that we're talking about, this is where it's going to get challenging for you, because this is where you have to realize, if you're serious about making the changes or the resolutions, hey, Betty, she just popped up in my chat room, you know, the things that you're seriously considering doing. This is where
hello, Betty.
This is where it's going to get rough, because you're going to have to do some serious soul searching. You're going to have to dig deep. No, well, yeah, you too. If you want to go soul searching, I don't know. I'm just saying to our listeners.
Oh, I know.
I know you are. You're such a clown. We have to dig deep. And I know digging deep can be very painful, because we don't want to. Digging deep is exactly what it is. You're digging deep into very dark crevices of our life that we just don't want to deal with, because we think there's some nasty stuff in there that we just don't want to dig out. But in order to heal, we have to do that. We have to be able to do that so we can find out why we're sabotaging ourselves, why these things are happening in our life. It could be that we keep having relationships that just keep failing, and we don't understand why. Or it could be that we always, you know, we're at that point where we're about to get the great promotion, or our boss tells us what a great job we're doing, and all of a sudden we start showing up late, or we don't show up at all. We might have an amazing girlfriend or boyfriend or husband, and then all of a sudden we start being mean to them and not doing things for them like we should. That's called self-sabotaging, and there's a reason for that. So we need to figure out what that reason is, and that's the first step. So what I'm challenging you guys to do is to sit down and be honest with yourself. Take some time to be with you and ask yourself, ask good questions, because there's such a thing as bad questions. A bad question is, why am I so stupid? Why would you ask that?
I don't know. But hello to JJ4323 on that note.
Hey,
and
JJ,
Betty and Bob. And guess 3661.
Yeah, so the reality is that until we figure out what that is, we're going to be stuck. And the soul searching is very important. And in order to do that soul searching we're talking about, you need to take the time for yourself. And that might mean you have to go away for a day by yourself, where you're going to be all alone, without distractions, without a million people demanding your time, for you to ask yourself legitimate questions. And
really?
It can be painful. It can be very painful. I mean, some of us might have feelings of abandonment. I know for me, when I was younger, I think probably towards the end of my first marriage, when I knew things were really getting bad, I developed a weight issue where I gained a lot of weight, and for me, food was a comfort. And I understood that, well, I understand that now. Food had become a substitute for the love and support that I needed, that I wasn't getting.
Mm-hmm.
And that can happen. Another time, too, we can use food as a crutch if we have been abused. It's a comfort for us. Or just, you know, a lot of reasons. So we need to figure that out. We need to figure out why maybe we think working out is unpleasant. Maybe we had a bad experience, or maybe we were the really uncoordinated, gawky kid like I was in gym class. And for years, I hated it because I just thought I was horrendous at sports. I didn't think I was any good. But lo and behold, in my adult life, I wound up becoming a police officer and doing all these physical things. And I realized it really wasn't me. It was because of the fact that the way my parents brought me up, I didn't have the opportunity to work out. So I wasn't as good as everybody else that was playing sports 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things we need to ask ourselves. And you want to make sure that you have someone that you trust that can be your support system, because sometimes when we ask questions like this, like real questions, it's going to bring stuff up. And the questions, like I said, shouldn't be, why am I stupid? Why am I fat? Why am I lazy? Why don't, no. It's none of that. You need to ask yourself questions like, why do I feel uncomfortable with exercise?
Right.
Why do I eat this type of food a lot? What are the reasons that I feel the way I did? So that is going to start taking you in the right direction as far as being able to set goals that you're going to actually be able to accomplish and to be successful with. Because we need to figure out why we keep sabotaging ourselves. Maybe when you were younger, people kept telling you that you were a failure, that you weren't any good, that you were stupid, that you were dumb. And horror.
Then I've gotten that a lot.
Yes, and guess what? There are times, and I know you don't do it as much, but there were times that you started talking to yourself like that. You can't do that, because then that means they win, because they were wrong. They don't know you. A lot of times, like my husband says, misery loves company, and there are a lot of times that people will say very mean things to people around them just to make themselves feel better, because they know they really are screwed up, and they feel they need to tell other people mean things so they can make themselves feel better.
Yes.
And sadly enough, when you're a good person like you, Chris, you start believing it, and then you start telling yourself the same thing. So you need to get rid of that. It's like starting a new, we call it a rewind, where you have to erase the old record. Anthony Robbins is awesome about this. He says it's like you have to take...
All right. I'm going to stop you right now. I'm going to stop you right there before you go any further. Now,
no fun.
Well, you know why I'm saying this, and you understand why I'm saying this. But to our listeners who are out there who don't know what I'm referring to, can we let them in on this little plug here that I'm trying to stop?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
We have been plugging certain organizations that we aren't even affiliated with.
Yes.
Okay.
We've done that a lot.
We've done that a lot, and that's why I stopped her. And because we need to try to focus ourselves to stop doing a lot of these little plugs. Now, if you're talking about a certain phrase of a certain author, that's one thing.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing.
That's one thing. But if we go and
no
talk...
No more plugging everybody else.
Exactly.
No more Dunkin' Donuts commercials.
And
which is
on
ironic
that note...
I don't... Which is pretty ironic because I don't even drink coffee.
And on that note, listeners that don't know our running joke, can you help me to relay that running joke if they hear any of us saying certain phrases?
Yes. We have a thing this year that if you hear us using the word, I have to do something or I need to do something, that you call in and you call us on it. And you need to be prepared, though, because we're going to actually turn the airtime over to you for a good 5 or 10 minutes, and you get to be the host. And so you have to give us a motivational message or a motivational plug or whatever it is, even if you talk about yourself or your organization or something motivational that you've done, to call us in on it, because we are trying to get away from that. And one of the things we want to do is remind everybody that we don't have to do anything. We don't need to do it. We want to do it because we're passionate and we're just excited about it, and we cannot wait to get it done. That's why we're getting rid of those words.
And on that note, hello to cute Lisa 2078 back in the room. To
hey,
also
Lisa.
To Mary.
Hey,
Robert,
Mary girl, how you doing? Robert.
Rose and William.
Yay, our chat room's finally coming around and waking up.
So hello to everybody in the last 10 minutes of our show. Hello to all of you. Unless somebody decides to up the time, but I doubt she's going to do that, but
no.
Who knows? She's going to...
No, but I do... I know.
Amazing.
No, you be nice. Be nice. No, so what I want to do is just to recap real quick, because we only have 10 minutes left, and I want to give you guys a chance to think about what we talked about. So remember, you picked your goals, and we told you you need to have your mindset. You need to change the mindset. So in order to do that, you need to talk to yourself and find out deep down inside, why is it that you do sabotage yourself? What is it that's going on, whether it's fixation with food, alcohol, drugs, smoking, bad relationships, abusive relationships, you know, putting yourself down, whatever it is that you're doing that you want to change. You need to be honest. Grab a piece of paper, start writing a letter to yourself to figure out what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do that, it's going to help you, and you want to have a support system, because tears might come. You might actually figure that the reason you do some of the things you do is because you had someone mean in your life that said some really nasty things to you, and that's maybe what happened, and you haven't healed over that. That's
mm-hmm.
what starts the healing process. So that's what I encourage you guys to do, because once you figure that out, then when you have a legitimate goal, then we know that that's the legitimate goal, that the reason you want to work out is because you really want to be healthy. It's not because you're trying to fix something else. Or the reason you want to lose weight is because that's the legitimate goal, that you're serious about that particular aspect of your life, and that's what you really want to do, not because you're trying to plug up something else that is affecting you in some other way. So that's going to be our message with you guys today. So I want you to encourage you to work on that and make sure that you work on it every day. The best suggestion that I could do, and I even suggested this to my kids when I was helping them with their vocabulary, get a journal. Your own private journal. Write whatever you want in it. And you know what? If there's someone in your life that has hurt you, and you're such a sweet person that you don't want to tell them how much they hurt you, or you realize that it's not going to really make a difference, write down how you feel about them. Tell them what you would like to tell them. And don't hold back. Write all of that in your journal. And you know what? Give it a couple of days, and you go back and read it. And then the thing you want to do is you want to write a letter of apology, pretending that it's coming from that person that hurt you. And apologize to yourself like if it was you apologizing for those things that were done to you. And again, put them aside and read it a couple of days later. And you take that as a real apology letter. Again, you know how people are. This person might never change. You might confront them and they'll be like, I never did that. It's not even worth it.
Right.
This is going to validate what was done to you, and it's going to give you an apology that you would have liked to have gotten, which you're never probably going to get from this person. But at least now you've written it down, and you know what it's like to get that apology, to read it and to validate what was done to you and to validate the fact that an apology was needed. And then again, that's part of the healing process. So that's what I'm going to encourage you guys to do this week and work on that as well. Just to reiterate, Thursday, cannot wait. Our show is actually going to be at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock on Thursday. We're going to be on the air for 2 hours. Our first two-hour show. I'm really excited about it. 7 o'clock, David. Well, 7:10-ish. David's on. I know. Ish. David's going to be on. He's going to be talking about all the amazing things that he's done with nonprofits. I'm actually going to put all his information up on the segment page before then. And then
better so we can both have some questions.
Yes, and then I know. And then the second segment is going to be Mark Boyd, who is a voiceover professional, an actor, businessman, amazing, amazing, amazing. He does all these things. So it's going to be a jam-packed show. I'm going to be really excited about it. And like I said, we just have a lot of really great things coming up. So what I'm going to do, actually, I was going to announce our surprise guest, but I'm going to wait till Thursday.
Wait till Thursday. But I want to do something real quick. I want to do something real quick that we had mentioned earlier when I was the only one in the chat room, and I couldn't see everybody who I see now.
Yes.
And I just want to reiterate one of our thoughts, that we haven't really come up, and you know what I'm saying, Charlie, so I'll let you go with this.
Yes.
But you know, and hello to Gary, just seen him pop in there. We have had in the past 3 months certain phrases for Motivational Monday, Wishful Wednesday.
We had a theme for each day that the show was on.
Yeah. So our shows are now going to be Mondays, which is still going to be Motivational Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to, and we have Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I made a suggestion to her on the air while we were doing our show tonight,
mm-hmm.
that we would like our listeners to come up with something that is helps us to keep us motivated.
Yes, definitely.
But it kind of rhymes with the day.
Yeah,
like,
something quirky, just because we like to have, we always have like a few minutes before the show where we give our little spiel of motivation, and we kind of like to keep it in the theme, so every day is different. So we'll see what the listeners can come up in that. You know what? I think I'm going to attach a prize to that. Whoever has the best suggestion, I think we're going to give them a cardiac t-shirt.
Hey, well, I'm off for that one. I'm off for that one. And I've already given my first suggestion myself. And that was an Inspirational Tuesday. So that's one thought that I had for Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to think about Thursdays.
Yeah,
but
we'll think about it. And we'll, and our listeners obviously will have the opportunity to do that. So we got 4 minutes left. I want to remind everybody of our email, ordinarywoman, WMN13@yahoo.com. Any comments, concerns, ideas, suggestions, or if you know of any amazing ordinary people, quote-unquote, that want to be on the show, or that you think should be on the show, if you're working on any nonprofits or anything like that, or if you actually have any nonprofits that need some exposure and would like to be on the show, send them our way as well. And that's the email you want to send it to, ordinarywoman, WMN13@yahoo.com. Or you can actually befriend me on Facebook, Charlie Alejandro. Just Google it, or even if you Google Ordinary Woman, it'll pop up. Or the Diamond in the Rough Show, that'll pop up as well. So befriend me, and absolutely, you can also email me on there. Chris, you're also on Facebook, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I am actually on Facebook. And if you see the in our Blog Talk area, you'll
yes.
see a little picture. If you hit the picture, my page will actually come up as well.
Right, and then that way you can see his links and stuff and also befriend him as well. So,
and I would love you guys to befriend me and also send me some of those suggestions too. And that way we both kind of get the same thing if you guys want to do that as well.
Yeah, so we're going to have a lot of the stars that were on the Deborah Scaduto and Deborah Crosby Talent Quest. I'm going to have all of them. Actually, there were 5 amazing contestants, 2 that had already won. I'm going to have them on. I'm also going to get the other ones that are on the Best of the Best competition, get them as well. And, again, we have the amazing Louis Bello, who's going to be on the show in a few months, well, hopefully less than that. Malik Williams is another one that we're going to get on the show, an amazing producer. He actually won Producer of the Year at the Boston Music Awards, and a couple of other amazing. Also, we're going to have J.J. Noni, for those of you that missed his interview. He's amazing. J.J. Noni was actually in the movie The Departed. He also did his own movie called Scalpers. They're actually going to be working on Scalpers, too, because it was so successful. So he was an amazing person to have on the show. Just very motivational, very inspiring to have him on the show.
I get the lady in my ear.
He's got the lady in the ear. All right, so just, hey, Mountman, give him our tagline.
For our first tagline, it's don't let anyone ever take your dreams away.
Yes, and from my baby girl, Smiley, who gave us the theme for the year, our theme is going to be nothing is impossible for willing hearts. So make sure you have your heart is willing, and nothing will be impossible. And to everybody, have a good night. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to hearing from you and having you come down on Thursday. And Mountain Man, you can let us out with the music. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
yeah.
ABS. ESG. Open your eyes and realize ADF and ESG. Mind goes so tired, walking through the door, make y'all scream for more. Sounds so sick, it hits you to your core.
That's right.
Sophisticated, general, we can't get it. Even if you ain't with it, coming up the car, feeling like we movie stars, shopping around the world. Let me tell you.
Dolly.
Get it, get it, get it.